Okay. Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right, perfect. I'm Alex with the Connecticut Crossroads Project, and I'm here today with Beatrice Falk. Beatrice, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
I'm Beatrice Martin Falk. What else?
who you are, where you're from, where you grew up.
I was born in Washington, Connecticut, and moved to New Milford when I was 8, and after college, I got married, traveled with an Air Force officer for 20 years, had 7 children.
And are you back in New Milford now?
Pardon me?
You're back in New Milford now?
Yes, back. Well, his last assignment was Vietnam, so he wanted me back home.
Gotcha. Okay. How long have you lived in New Milford since then? Like, have you been there for a while now, like 20 years, 10 years?
Yeah. Well, we've been back here now for 50 years.
Okay. And so I noticed, as you said, you've been traveling around. You moved a couple of different places. What brought you back to Connecticut specifically, but what brought you back to New Milford?
Pardon me?
I said, you've moved around a bit, but what brought you back to Connecticut, to New Milford specifically?
My last assignment was Vietnam, mm-hmm. and he wanted me to be with my family back in New Milford. So we bought a house here, and I stayed here while he went to Vietnam, and then he came back and retired.
Okay. So do you see any, I guess, obviously there are differences between New Milford now and I'm sure when you first lived in New Milford. Do you want to touch on that a little bit? The big glaring differences, what's completely different, what's maybe not, what's unique?
When I first moved to New Milford?
Yeah.
As a young child.
Yeah, I think you said, when you were 8, which is, I'm sure you have a lot of fond memories, right?
I went to, schools in New Milford.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's changed. It was, 3,000 back then, and I don't know what it is now. It must be close to 30,000. But
mm-hmm.
And coming back, I knew very few people. But everyone else had moved to New Milford, too.
Okay.
As a child, my family had a cottage at Lake Candlewood, and every summer and swim,
mm-hmm.
have a nice time. And 1947 was when I was married,
mm-hmm.
and my husband had just gotten out of the Air Force, and we lived in Niagara Falls for a year while he finished college, which Niagara University. And then he went back in the service again. That's when we started traveling.
Mm-hmm. Do you find, so you lived on Lake Candlewood, any specific memories you have from Lake Candlewood, back when you were a little child to maybe, a bit more recent? Anything that's kind of the same maybe stays, or I'm sure there's a lot more differences than maybe the same.
Things different in New Milford?
Yeah.
Well, my first son was born in a hospital in New Milford. It's not the hospital now. It was a house.
Ah.
Converted it to a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And then they built the house, the hospital shortly after that.
You know when they built the hospital after?
Well, it must have been somewhere around 1950. Somewhere around there, because they had a son in the hospital, a present hospital in 1951.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I know you said you lived in Washington. You were born in Washington, correct?
Pardon me?
You were born in Washington, you said?
Yes, I was.
Yeah. How long did you live in Washington for?
8 years.
8 years. Okay.
Father had a business in New Milford, And after 8 years, he finally bought a house in New Milford and we moved.
Which business did he have?
He was with his brother, and he had a plumbing and heating business.
Awesome.
Later years, he went into just the wholesale business.
Cool. Excellent. Did you go to school in New Milford? Or?
I went to St. Francis School, a Catholic school in New Milford, and then high school in New Milford. And the schools in New Milford are completely changed. The school on Main Street, which is now a senior center, I think, used to be at the high school when I first moved here.
Okay.
And it became the grammar school, and they built the high school on East Street.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so I bet, all the schools now are different. Even when, did your kids go to school in New Milford as well?
Did what? My husband?
Did your son go to school in New Milford too?
No, he came from Herkimer, New York.
Okay. Gotcha. What about your son? That did he go to school around here too?
My son.
Yeah.
They went to all different schools because we moved around so much.
Okay. Gotcha. So,
schools in Germany, France.
Oh, wow. That must have been a very interesting time. Yeah, no, that must have been a very different, kind of like a different type of time for them, I'm sure, going to, different schools in Europe. And then did they come back to go to schools in the United States as well, or did they spend their formative years kind of in Europe, like Germany, going to school?
Well, in Germany, the schools, we were in the Air Force then. That's why they, And coming back to New Milford, they... And my husband went to Vietnam. They were going to schools in New Milford, and they all graduated from New Milford High School.
Interesting. Okay. Awesome. Can you think of any other stories maybe about when you lived in New Milford, how it kind of differs from today, like that kind of makes it that unique place? Because, you lived there for a bit, then you were traveling around, due to your husband's Air Force career, but you chose to move back here, right? So is there some reason why, like, is New Milford just that, that beautiful place you loved and you wanted to move back, or is there something, unique about New Milford?
Now, New Milford, when I first moved to New Milford, Chain Street had mostly all homes on it, and now they've got banks and businesses and whatnot. It's not the same old New Milford that I grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a nice little town. We had, of course, no signal lights at first. There weren't that many cars or not many people.
Mm-hmm. I guess if you don't mind just explaining how different, New Milford was. The downtown green now, was that very similar to when you were growing up there, or was it?
Yeah, that hasn't changed much except for the tank they put on it. But pretty much the same green. Very pretty one.
I lived in New Milford as a young child too, early years to, my mid-teenage years. And I remember I used to, be able to walk down on the green, walk down Bank Street, go down, get ice cream and stuff like that. Was that very similar to when you were growing up? Were you able to, walk on the green, go for ice cream, stuff like that?
I didn't quite hear the whole story. In New Milford, they had, three or four dress shops, dress shops right on Bank Street, and all of them did very well. They had a Hart's 5 and 10, which they had everything you wanted. Anything you wanted, you went to Hart's 5 and 10.
Mm-hmm. Was it easy to commute to the green without, obviously, because you said there weren't a lot of cars, there are a lot of people. Were you able to walk there and, you know, kind of come and go.
Oh, yes.
You know, is that part of the charm of New Milford, you know, because it was so close-knit that you could kind of, you knew everybody, right?
You knew everybody, and everybody knew you.
And is that kind of like the charm of New Milford that kind of brought you back? Is that kind of, you know, small, close-knit community?
I don't quite understand what you said.
Oh, I said, is that kind of what is unique about New Milford to you? Is that it's, you know, that small, close-knit type of community?
It was. Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. And do you find that today as well? Or I know you touched a little bit on it, but it's a bit different. But do you still find that, you know, close kind of community in New Milford?
I don't know. I don't, you know, I live in the outskirts of New Milford now, up in Park Lane. Mm-hmm. But I don't find it that. I go downtown, and I don't know anybody, and everyone seems to be taking care of themselves. That's a funny place that it used to be. I'm too many people that are, you know, weren't born here, and you only knew those people.
Yeah. I guess, do you know anything about what, you know, like who the first selectman was when you were growing up or when you were here, you know, in the past 30 or so years?
Say that again, please.
So do you know who, like, the first selectman was when you were growing up or, like, when you've been here the last 30-plus years?
Well, Cliff Chapin was a selectman for years.
Mm-hmm.
My Uncle Paul Martin, he was a selectman for a couple of terms. Mm-hmm. In fact, he was there when Kimberly Clark moved in.
Oh,
big factor. I think that's when New Milford started to grow.
Yeah.
It was another one. I can't think of his name. Was in there for years.
Mm-hmm.
It won't come to me.
It's okay. Don't worry. I guess I'll ask you that. How was it having your uncle as a first selectman? Did you guys, you know, have a certain notoriety in town, or was it just, you know, nothing?
Well, actually, when my uncle was first selectman, I didn't live in New Milford anymore. I was married and traveling around
with
my husband. So I wasn't too close to, you know, what was going on.
Gotcha. Okay. Do you remember any stories maybe from when he was first selected, maybe that he had told you? Or?
Say that again, please.
No worries. I said, do you have any stories from maybe your uncle when he was first selected that maybe he passed down to you that you remember when he was first selected?
The only thing I remember, his big thing was that he did get Kimberly Clark to come to New Milford.
Okay.
I understood they wanted to go someplace else, and he called our senator or something is what I heard. I think Melanie told me this. She probably told you, too.
Okay. Speaking of Melanie, she did tell me to bring up your skating on Ferris Pond. Said you had some interesting stories about that.
No.
Do you remember skating on Ferris Pond? No?
Who's the son?
Skating on Ferris Pond.
No, I'm not hearing you.
Okay. I said, do you have any stories about skating on Ferris Pond?
Oh, Pond's Pond?
Yeah.
So. We used to go skating there.
Yeah.
And it actually belonged to Canterbury, but it was near Pond's. They had a little dairy farm, little business that crossed the street, so it became known as Pond's Pond.
Okay.
That always, you know, kept nicely for skating.
Yeah.
They also had skating up on Fort Hill. There was a.
Oh, okay. Awesome. And you went when you were a little child. Did you go in older when you were older as well, or you know, when you were just a young child?
When I was older.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, did you skated there when you were younger? correct?
I didn't get that.
So, Scrimps Pond, you skated there when you were younger, like a young girl?
Yeah, when I was small.
Yeah. And, you know, is it just yourself? Did you go with, you know, a group of people? Was it?
Back in those days, we were so few. We used to play kick the can and Robin, mm-hmm. Robin come over in the streets. You didn't have to worry about playing in the streets.
Yeah.
And it's just, and you didn't have to worry about being too late out. Of course, your parents wanted you in before it got dark, but they never worried if you didn't make it right away.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
You'd be outside playing in the yard. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, so you'd be out pretty much from, you know, sunrise to sunset playing, right?
almost.
And that's obviously changed now, but, you know, is that, I guess, my other question, which I kind of alluded to before, was, so New Milford has changed, obviously, because, you know, population has...
Yeah, it has grown so much, I don't even know it anymore, hardly.
Yeah.
Downtown is the same, but, you know, there's so many developments all over the place. I live in Mountain View Terrace, which is a development that has been... It's just farmland before, or just, you know, trees. I don't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many developments all over the place now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So I guess I'm going to ask again, because I don't know, we might have cut out before, but do you think that having, you know, such a small, tight-knit community in New Milford when you were living there as a young girl, is that kind of what made New Milford, you know, New Milford? Is it kind of that unique?
Yeah, well, New Milford, as I say, it was a nice little town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody knew everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And you could walk downtown. I lived in South Main Street, so it wasn't far to walk downtown to the movies or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm assuming that's, you know, why, obviously your father had a business here, but is that, you know, is the fact that it was such a tight-knit community one another reason why maybe he moved to New Milford?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's kind of, and I'm assuming that's what kind of gave it its charm for you as well, right? Because, I mean, you moved back to New Milford. So is it because it was so small and that kind of nice community?
Well, I mainly moved back because, you know, as I said, my husband was going to be in Vietnam and he wanted mm-hmm. me back where my family was. It wasn't
okay.
Because, you know, it.
Gotcha.
But then he came back and we stayed here.
Okay. All right. And I guess, you know, the question that I just thought of now, your family stayed here. Is it upon that same bounds because it was such a, you know, beautiful type of community that they stayed in New Milford? Or, was, you know, did you have businesses here? Did they have... They had family here. They just didn't want to uproot and leave.
Well, all my my sister lived here all her life. My one brother, after college, he moved back here and went into my father's business.
Mm-hmm.
And the other brother that I had, he was there for a while, but then he moved to Texas. And then
okay.
The rest of us all stayed here.
Why did he move to Texas? Was it work or?
I think one of his daughters got married, and I think she ended up in Texas, so he thought he'd go down there. He kind of retired, and
okay.
So he thought he'd go down and see who was there. And...
Okay. I just, yeah, and any, you know, other type of memories you have of New Milford when you were younger, maybe, that kind of made New Milford New Milford?
Well,
or Washington, if you remember Washington as well. Being interested to know about that.
The Washington?
Yeah, Washington or New Milford.
Yeah, I was 8, but I don't know, Washington was just another small town, and my grandfather lived with us, and I loved him dearly, and it seems though he was my best friend. My sister was there, too, and I... went to school for just a year and one semester in Washington and spent the rest of the year years in the at St. Francis then high school.
So I guess, and do you have, again, do you have any other type of, like, you know, memories from New Milford when you were young growing up, like, you know, in high school? Was there anything that, you know, struck a chord with you? Maybe, or at St. Francis? Because, I mean, everything has changed now, you know, high school and you know, the middle schools and, you know, the high school as well. So I'm just curious, you know, what, anything that was, you know, I'm just curious to hear about, you know, what high school was like, what St. Francis was maybe like.
Oh, it was grammar school at St. Francis, and then I went to New Milford High School.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, strange after being in a class at St. Francis, a class of nine. There were seven girls and two boys in my class.
Mm-hmm.
And moving over to high school, there were 70, I think, in the freshman year.
Oh, wow.
I got to know a lot more people because of, you know, they only knew the ones in your school as a rule, but or your neighbors. But, and high school was fun. It was nice.
So did you, I guess you kind of said that, but did you, you knew everyone kind of in your freshman year, even though it was a big class, or did you not know everybody?
No, I didn't know everybody.
Okay.
But, of course, there weren't 70 in one room. The freshmen had probably three freshman classes or something like that.
Okay.
I got to know a lot of them.
Okay. Are you still friends with them when you came back to New Milford? Did some of them still live here when you ended up coming back to New Milford when your husband was in Vietnam?
No, they're... They weren't too many. When I moved here, my neighbor, I talked to her one day about getting the newspaper and whatnot, and she became my very best friend. And she lived with her houses in different streets, and we're back-to-back to each other. But she was, you know, my very best friend. I never knew her before, but she was a great lady. She had nine children, and I had seven. And so when we got together, it was quite a crowd.
Did any of your – I might have missed it before, but did any of your children grow up, you know, for some years in New Milford, or no? Were they – by the time you came back, they were all older?
They were – I'm trying to think. Madeline was two older ones, the three older ones were in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And my youngest, I don't think she was even in school yet. No, she wasn't. She was only 2 or 3 years old. She was three years old.
Okay. And that's when you came back to New Milford. She was three?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your older kids, they went to the high school in New Milford?
Yes, they did.
Uh-huh. Okay. And I guess that was completely different from when you went, right?
It was very different.
Yeah.
We didn't go to high school. They went to the new high school. I went to the old one.
Yeah. Oh, no. Of course. Yes. Of course. So, yeah, it was different. Again, did you find when you came back with, you know, your kids being a bit older, and in high school, did you find that that New Milford was still kind of small in a sense to when you lived here, when you grew up?
New Milford had changed so much when I came back.
Okay. What was different?
Well, the population, for one thing.
Okay.
And most of my friends, you know, they were married and had their own homes and didn't live nearby. We used to have house parties just to get together quite a bit. I think I made more new friends when I came back. The old ones were scattered all over the place.
Okay. So you made kind of a new community for yourself with new friends when you came back.
That's about it, yes.
Yeah. Did you find, again, because, you know, your other friends were scattered around, but the new kind of friends you made, you guys lived close by to each other? Was it still kind of that easily accessed community, meaning, you know, you could walk to and from people's houses? You know, could your kids still kind of play, you know, kick the can, quote unquote, from dawn till dusk?
Of course, we didn't live in the center of town anymore, so we had
to
drive or, you know, wherever we went now. But I didn't, I kept in touch with a couple of my old friends, would see them every so often. But I don't know, it just, up here, I was kind of snowed in, I guess. I don't know.
I got you. Okay. Yeah. Did your the friends that you did make, did they have, you know, kids for your kids to play with, or was it kind of, or no?
Well, the ones that up here where we lived, the one who had the 9 children,
they,
our kids and their kids became very good friends, and when we moved back, the 3 older ones were in high school. And two of them were graduating, and no, they didn't get a chance to make any good close friends.
Okay. Gotcha. I'm going to touch on this too. So Kimberly Clark, you know, your uncle was, you know, instrumental in getting Kimberly Clark to come here. When you moved back, was Kimberly Clark, you know, still a big name in New Milford?
We had Kimberly Clark, and we had Nestle's company. There were two businesses, I guess, in New Milford.
Mm-hmm. Did you know anyone who worked at either place when you came back?
Well, when we came back, one son worked there for a very short time, and then he worked in the summertime, and then he went down to North Carolina to college.
Okay.
So just for a very short while.
Did you?
I didn't know too many people who worked there.
Oh, okay. All right. I always tend to focus on the green because it's such a big part of New Milford, you know, the green with the tank. Do you have any memories, fond memories of, you know, you and your children down at the green when you moved back?
Oh, we always went down to the green because my grandkids had to go on the tank. My kids, when we moved back here, they were older and they didn't, they weren't interested in crawling all over tanks that age, their age.
Yeah.
Grandkids, you know, they'd love to go down to the green, climb up on the tank.
Mm-hmm. Do you have, you know, you said you have grandkids. Did you have, like, your grandkids come visit you in New Milford and, you know, go down to the green later on in life?
No, when the grandkids came up, we stayed here, it seems, in the summertime anyway. We have a pool, and, of course, the kids used to come quite often because they loved swimming in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
But, awesome.
So everyone gathered at our place.
Gotcha.
For birthday parties for the kids and everything. They were always up here.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Did you have, was Bank Street kind of similar when you first lived here, when you, you know, were 8, to when you moved back? Was it similar? Was it different? And how so?
It was a little different. Not a lot, but different stories. Of course, Hearts was gone.
Okay.
Spartans was gone, and most of the stores had gone. They've been changed. You know, new stores were under different managements, and there were a couple of restaurants there. And of course, the movie stayed right where it was.
Okay.
But they did have different in the movie theater. We only had one show, and I think now they made it into 3 or 4 separate places where they had different shows each night.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when they had just one show, was it one showing a week? Was it a show a night, or?
Might have been a couple of days, and I'm not sure. It wasn't
Okay.
Too long, anyway.
Right. Yeah, you can see kind of how it's changed a bit, right? They have, you know, four different theaters now, and, you know, when you were there, it was, you know, only the one show. So, and Milford has grown exponentially over the years.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I know, yeah. They showed The Wizard of Oz, and my French mm-hmm. teacher wanted to put a little play on in high school and do mm-hmm. it all in French. And she had me do one scene from The Wizard of Oz. I said, I didn't see the picture. She couldn't believe I didn't see the movie. And so she made me translate Over the Rainbow from English into French.
Oh, wow. So that must have been fun, though, right? Or it must have been something interesting to do.
It was an easy assignment. Because I had my dictionaries, I could look and make sure I got it right.
Yeah. anything else like that in high school that you maybe did that would be kind of that's interesting, you know, like anything like that?
I don't know. I know high school, they used to have dances every so often, 10 cents. Have it on a Friday or Saturday night. Cost 10 mm-hmm. cents to get in.
Oh, wow.
And I'm trying to think of the fellow's first name, Mr. Van Doozy. He was in my class. He sat on the stage and he played record after record so everybody could dance.
Oh, wow.
And really no refreshments as a rule. Just you went there and you danced.
Oh, cool. Did that draw out a lot of high schoolers especially?
Yeah, there were quite a few people there. Yeah.
Okay.
James Van Doozy, that was his name.
James Van Doozy. Was he like, he was a teacher there? Or?
I don't know if they had chaperones or not.
Okay.
They must have. They were probably hiding just to make sure we behaved ourselves.
Make sure you were just dancing. No food or beverage inside.
No, no.
Any fond recollections that you have that are kind of similar to now, maybe, that you, are there any parallels, I guess, can you draw from, you know, when you were a young girl living here to when you moved back, you know, with your kids to now? Is there anything that's kind of stayed the same, similar?
I think probably about the same. I don't know. And also, I told you, growing up, we moved to Lake Candlewood in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And my family moved to 5 miles away from where we lived. We had a summer place, but it was on the water. And
mm-hmm.
and I met everybody from, was most all of the people were from either New York or New Jersey, and I met a lot of nice friends there. And we went from either my house or one of the girls' house every evening, or not every evening, but lots of evenings, and we'd play charades and just visit and have a good time.
And you said that the Candlewood Lake House, that was a summer house.
Uh-huh, yes.
Okay, oh, awesome. So you didn't have to go far for your summer house, right? A couple miles.
Right.
Now, did you guys, every summer, I assume you probably went to Candlewood Lake, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you ever go outside the summer, you know, maybe in the spring, winter time?
Go winter time?
Yeah, did you go to Candlewood Lake? Or?
Yeah, we spent, I think, one winter there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know my brother and I went someplace. We don't even know where we were, but we chopped down a Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's land. Brought it home and decorated it because it was amongst other trees. It wasn't a tree by itself. No one would miss it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was somewhere along the road, the lake there, somewhere.
Okay, yeah. So it was just a random tree. You got your Christmas tree for Christmas time.
Right, yeah. We didn't take it from anybody's house or anybody's yard or anything. It was, mm-hmm. you know, with a bunch of other trees, little place like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you see any, besides, you know, like where Route 7 is, you know, where all the main businesses are, how was that different when you grew up?
Oh, good heavens, that has changed so much.
What was it like when you were young and when you moved back?
There were a couple of farmlands there, maybe, and very few houses, three or four or five houses on there, and the people who lived there, they were mostly the farmers, and they had, you know, had their big lands. There was also grown a lot of tobacco, but I don't remember any too much about tobacco farm, but it was way back. But now, you know, there's very little land left on Route 7 going down towards Danbury.
Yeah. And
of course, we only had the two-lane road back then. So it, has since widened the road.
And this was back when you were a young girl growing up in New Milford, correct? Okay. When you moved back here, was it similar still with the farmland?
No, when I moved back here, we moved back here in 68, I guess it was. Okay. And most of the farmlands was gone. Businesses grew up along there. And it, I don't know where the farmers went. Most of them left in Milford anyway. It seemed like we didn't have too many farms left.
Yeah, so it changed completely almost from when you were a little girl to when you moved back. It was almost, I guess.
It was a new place.
Yeah, it was a new Milford.
Yes,
and now, even more so now that, you know.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
I guess I'd have, you know, maybe one or two more follow-ups. You know, New Milford obviously has kind of changed. You know, it's much bigger now. Obviously, you said population-wise, it's much, much bigger from when you were younger. You know, obviously, the farmland's gone. You know, businesses have come in. I guess, do you feel that has changed New Milford in a, you know, positive, a negative? Do you see any?
Well, I like the small town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's, you know, it's progress. The book had to grow, I guess, and it did. But I like a small town rather than a big city.
Mm-hmm.
I was counting one day how many times different places we had lived, and it came up to something like 26. That was like moving from where air base to another. We might be in a house for a while, and then we might be living on base, and the same place, but two different homes there.
Oh, wow.
We have 26 different moves.
Oh, wow. And that was, and you moved, like you said, all across the world pretty much, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, because you came back to New Milford, I'm assuming New Milford has a special place in your heart, obviously with family here. But was there any other place maybe that you moved to that kind of, you remembered maybe that struck a chord that was kind of similar to New Milford in a way?
When we lived in Virginia, we bought a house down there, and we were stationed there for 6 years, and I really liked it. I loved Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a big big city then, bigger than New Milford, of course, but I did like it and had lots of nice friends down there.
Okay. Yeah. You know when about that was?
When was it?
Yeah, do you know about?
I'm trying to think. It was around 1962, maybe.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. One daughter was born in 64, so we were there a couple of years. And so around 62, we moved there, stayed there until so we moved to New Milford. And my husband was going to Vietnam. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How long was your husband in Vietnam for?
Just a year.
Oh, just a year, okay. And he came back to New Milford, obviously. Did did he have any memories that he maybe told you, or did he, you know, any specific things about New Milford?
Well, of course, he wasn't born in New Milford. He was born in New York State.
Yeah.
But he liked New Milford, so that's where we ended up.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, he liked it similarly to the way you did. It was just that small kind of community, you know, a small little town to kind of raise and grow kids.
Yeah, well, Herkimer was a small place, too, but there wasn't really anything in Herkimer.
Mm-hmm.
And no businesses, big businesses or anything. But he liked New Milford.
Okay. Anything specifically, you know, when you guys had came back, you know, when you were older with kids that, you know, maybe you remember you and him doing that was kind of, you know, something unique New Milford-wise?
Say that again, please. I didn't hear.
Sorry about that. Was there anything when, you know, you and your husband were both living in New Milford, you know, with your kids, anything that's, you know, kind of unique or anything that you remember that was like, oh, you know what, this is New Milford? Anything that you can think of?
I don't know. We liked New Milford.
Mm-hmm.
We had a nice place.
Mm-hmm.
And,
did you guys...
One son went to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
When my husband went to Vietnam, he was going to go to college. And so I asked him 1 year, will you go to Westcon for 1 year and then you can go any place you want? So he did. So after my husband came home, he went to Texas.
Oh, wow.
Went to two colleges down there.
Oh, wow. Okay. Cool. And that, did he go to Texas for any specific reason, or he just, you know, he wanted to go to Texas?
I guess he just wanted to go to Texas. I don't
know.
Never thought to ask him.
Okay.
Maybe he wanted to get away from home or something. But he's the one in Delaware now.
Okay. Gotcha. And I guess, did you and your husband stay in the same kind of place in New Milford, or did you move a bit into Milford?
No, we've been in New Milford since he went to Vietnam.
You lived in the same house in New Milford, though, or did you change, you know,
same
residency?
House.
Okay.
Wow.
Awesome. Anything else you want to maybe say about New Milford? Anything else that, you know, you haven't discussed that you want to talk about or say?
I can't think of anything. I know when we were married in New Milford in that little church on East Elm Street. That church is now a parking lot for the hospital, and they built a new church up in the Park Lane area, not too far from us.
Mm-hmm.
And a bigger one, too, much bigger.
Yeah. how big was, or I guess, you know, how big or small was the church you were married in? Was it, you know, very...
It was a small church, yes.
Okay.
I don't know how many people would hold, but...
All right, cool. And I'll just, you know, reiterate, anything else you want to maybe say, or...
I don't know. When I did go to St. Francis School, we had nuns teaching. Of course,
mm-hmm.
There's no more nuns around teaching now here, but they could be strict, but they were great too.
Mm-hmm.
It was one I loved. She was just my favorite teacher.
Yeah. So I guess you know, it's safe to say you have fond memories of New Milford, right?
I do. Yes, I do.
Milford's a great place, yeah.
It's a nice little town. Not a nice little town anymore. It's grown up too much to be a little town.
It's a nice big little town.
That's it. Yes.
Perfect. All right. Well, we can end it. Thank you so much for doing this morning. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, I hope I haven't let myself into too much trouble.
No. No. This was awesome. This is kind of, you know, the project is about just having those conversations and, you know, getting to know, you know, residents and you know, making sure we kind of preserve, you know, the memories of New Milford. You know, you've given me a lot here, so thank you. I appreciate it.
Are you you're going to write a book or something?
We hold these recordings online.
Okay.
On our website, and you know, we upload these to our database, so everyone can, you know, listen to these recordings and, you know, kind of gain knowledge into, you know, what New Milford was, or, you know, hopefully one day what the bigger picture of Connecticut was, you know, what it was like, you know, 50, 60, 100 years ago to now, you know, how it's changed, how it's evolved.
Was it? New Milford was settled in, what, 1707 or something like that?
Yeah. Can't find anyone from there. Yeah.
No. Well, they could probably tell you plenty, too, if they could.
Exactly.
Okay.
But thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome.